I would say Kareem Jackson be out for the game. Brian Hoyer will be out for the game. I would say that Akeem Dent and Chris Polk would be questionable at this point for the game. With that, open it up to questions. That's right. That's exactly right. Yep. Yeah, no question. In the meetings today and out there at practice, so it was good to see that. Yes.
Jonathan Grimes has played pretty well the last couple of games this year. You think with Chris Polk dealing with injury, you see an increased role?
Grimesy, yeah, he has played well, and I can see him, you know, yeah, playing quite a bit on Sunday. Yep.
Look at some of the things they've done with their front. Is it much different from Wolves? Is it a totally different look for them this defense this year?
As opposed to Rex? Yeah, I mean, it's different. Yeah, it's definitely different. I think that there are things that are similar, but they're you know, obviously Coach Bowles has put some different things in than what Coach Ryan did. And so, I mean, it's just totally, yeah, it's definitely different. Well, he's got really good length and athletic ability, and he's got great instincts. So he's able to, obviously he studies film, so he really has a good idea of what's coming at him. You know, he understands how to take on blocks. He understands when the play's at him, when the play's away from him. He's able to bat balls. He's got really good pass rush moves. Gets on the edge real well. He's a big challenge.
Charles.
Charles James.
Yeah,
yep.
What does that say about him? That he just, you know, he's like the rubber doll that he knocked down and comes right back up.
Yeah, this is a kid that shows up every day with a great enthusiasm. I mean, every day he walks into the building, he's ready to go. He's, you know, even today, you know, usually on Thursdays or Fridays, I ask a bunch of questions, and the questions that he was asked, he was right on it before I was even done asking the question. You know, he just has great enthusiasm, and he loves the game, and tries to take advantage of every one of his opportunities. You know, he plays through pain. He plays when he's banged up, and, you know, it's good that we were able to bring him back.
You released him for a reason, but you also brought him back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, like I said to you guys a couple weeks ago, you know, what's done is done, but I think bringing him back was definitely a good decision, no doubt about it. You know, I don't know. I think that's an interesting question. I would say that when we, you know, like I said, when we released him, you know, he was playing pretty well. We just, we made a decision there and made a decision what we thought was the best for the team. But he was playing pretty well. And now that he's been back, he's added a lot to special teams. He played well on defense, you know, against Cincinnati. So I don't know. I don't know whether it's good, bad, whatever. I just know that it's good to have him back. The key for him is do it again. That's the key. You know, be able to be, you know, the consistent player that we know he can be. You know, he's a very instinctive player, and as a rookie inside linebacker, that's not an easy transition from college. And he's made that transition. He's had a couple injuries he's had to deal with, but the key now is to sustain the level of play and keep trying to get better.
What have you thought of Brandon
Wheaton in your first couple of weeks? I like Brandon. Yeah, I mean, smart guy, jumps in there, takes some reps, took a couple reps today. So, yeah, I like him in the meeting room, attentive, you know, working hard to try to learn it, you know, here in the last couple of days. You know, that's not an easy thing, but he's definitely a professional. I think on Wednesday, yeah, he's been in every day. But I think we, you know, I've just had him go home at times. To, you know, the last couple of days though, he's been here the whole day, I believe. I don't know. I haven't really kept track of it, but I think, yeah, I know he's been in the building every day. Not sure of his whereabouts all the time though. Caught me off guard with that one, Tanya. Yeah, no, I think, you know, look, I don't think – we don't look too much into that. You know, I think we play the guys that are practicing the best. And, you know, what you said about Whitney is right. He's practiced well, which then goes hand-in-hand, in my opinion, with playing well. He's played very, very well. And J.D. will get his snaps, too, on Sunday. But I don't think one thing has to do with the other. I think all those guys are going in there and trying to be disruptive and do their jobs, and that's the key.